This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
What's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
Frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Good. Hey, wonderful.
Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And Jim Stanley.
Good morning, sir.
All right, we're going to, good morning to you, Jim. And we're going to play trivia on the program today. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University, right there. You got it in stereo. And we're going to...
Well, we are FM music, after all.
We are?
Yeah.
And we're going to continue asking questions, as we have done for many years now, Fridays, intended to help change the world. And I know that's a high, lofty goal.
We've already started changing the world. We're convinced our students around the country, some perhaps around the world.
Yeah, I think so.
And so
I think we're global.
I think we're global.
We're global. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, here's what we do each Friday from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time is we ask questions, trivia questions, and we ask you to call in and answer and or ask us a trivia question as well. Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. We have a one-month waiting period between calls that you get on the air with us, because we want to allow as many new people an opportunity to get on the program as possible. I'm just going to tell you, if you don't already know it, it's hard to get in on the program. So if your day's going to be ruined, I would just tell you this. I'm just being honest with the people. I think honesty is the best policy.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
I cannot tell a lie.
Now, huh?
I cannot tell a lie. I've always said that, too.
You cannot tell a lie, but you did, at least once
just
in your
now?
Life.
Wow.
I would just say this. If you're going to have a hard time getting in on the program, you can keep dialing if you want to, and we welcome that. Somebody has to get in.
Right.
But it's hard to get in on the program. So if you're going to dial for 50 minutes and then you're going to say, you know, I can't stand Tim because I can't ever get in on the program, then I don't think that's healthy. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So avoid that kind of aggravation.
Yes,
perhaps.
Avoid that and just listen. But all right. We do have a couple of things we need to say. One is, or maybe it's just one left. If you hear this sound... Yes, the beloved cowbell rings, and you will know then that you have won a trivia T-shirt.
Yes, which is very timely for this time of year. Yeah. Go outside, go get your mail in your Trivia Friday T-shirt.
It's the mystery question. No, I don't think that's what we advocate, walking around outside in a T-shirt in the winter. But you will receive your T-shirt here at American, your Trivia Friday T-shirt, if you answer the mystery question correctly.
And that mystery question is one of the 9 questions we will ask.
Yeah.
And people are sitting there thinking, well, which one is it? Well, it's a mystery.
Yeah, you're not going to get us, you're going to fool us with that. If you want to watch the show or comment on the show, you can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page. We are live video streaming Today's Issues Facebook, and you can comment on the show and have fun there interacting with the other listeners. Ed, go ahead with your questions.
Thank you, Tim. Folks, I have all my questions. I have 11 questions. If you get through that, I do have some football questions as backup. All 11, I have questions about Christmas movies. That's what all my trivia questions have to do with. So that's the context of all the questions I will ask today. First question, in the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the department store that had what Ralphie wanted? Question number 2, in Jingle All the Way, what was the name of the action figure everyone was trying to buy? That's the movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
And then third question, in the movie Elf, what was the name of the main character played by Will Ferrell?
The views and questions. Opinions expressed by Ed Battagliano and the movies he watches during Christmas
yes,
are not
true.
Necessarily those of American Family Association or American Family Radio.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
Well, we'll get those cards and letters later.
So. Yes, I'm glad you said that because there will be some people who'll say, you shouldn't celebrate Christmas. And then there'll be some who'll say, you shouldn't watch anything that isn't about the Nativity.
Well, yeah. Wow, there you go.
So, I disagree with both of those, but anyway. So.
Well, I'll just go ahead and confess to you about Home Alone from Crack. if that's a sin, then I'm sorry, but I bought Home Alone at Cracker Barrel the other night. They had a good price on it, like $7.99 or something like that.
I imagine. That's what a violent movie that is, Tim. Well, that's violent.
All right.
Should I ask my questions now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Which popular carol, Christmas carol that is, originally came from a poem? Was it Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Winter Wonderland, or O Come All Ye Faithful? So which of those four originally came from a poem?
A poem?
What did you say?
Oh, okay.
Poem.
You know, up north, we just shorten
poem.
Everything. It's poem.
It's a poem.
It's a poem.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Had I done differently, Tim would have corrected me.
Yes, that's right. You'll be mocked from either direction.
Either way, it's coming. What has been the proposed hidden message behind the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? A traditional way of celebrating Christmas by French royalty? A list of suggested clay or paper gifts a suitor would present to his potential bride? Or is it a memory aid to help young children learn the important tenets of Christian faith?
Yeah.
And now because
the one,
this is...
The one problem I have with that song there...
Yes, sir.
It's the 12 Days of Christmas?
Yes, sir.
And maybe it's just me, okay, but the Lord's a-leaping.
Right.
The Lord's a-leaping. I'm just seeing men in leotards jumping around.
And who wants to see that?
That's right. I don't need that image at Christmas.
Right. I mean, if you want to see that, you can watch Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just
not that we're advocating watching that.
No,
how many Lords are leaping in there?
Several.
Is it seven Lords of Leaping?
Yeah, I think then just take that verse out.
Take it out.
Lord,
I do struggle with that myself.
Do you? Okay. I'm not the only one?
No.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Just a bad
All
image.
Right. And because this is Learning University, the most important question you'll answer today, how many laws are there in three verses of Deck the Halls? How many laws? La, la, la.
Oh, laws.
Somebody's phone's going off.
Yeah, it's me. Chuck Finney's calling me, and I can't talk to him right now.
Can't Chuck Finney's calling you?
Yeah.
That sounds like a song.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Chuck Finney's calling me.
Are you done?
But
I'm
I
done.
Don't
yes.
want to go.
Here are my three questions. Number one. Here are my three questions. Number one, who passed the quill with the remark, there I guess King George can read that?
That's a great line. I don't know the answer to it.
I think it's Tim Wildman.
The quill being a pen. Who passed the quill with the remark, there, I guess King George can read that. When you get the answer, you'll realize.
I have a suspicion. But.
Okay. Number two, what are the only two places that dogs have sweat glands?
Ew. Just for all America.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, what? It's
biology.
Science question. Yeah, biology.
Science.
What are the only two places that dogs have sweat glands? And number three, speaking of dogs, what cartoon family owned a dog named Astro? There have been a lot of dogs
Astro.
On TV down through the years. And
Shaggy?
You guys, you and me stop? You guys go on?
You don't know that dog?
I do. I know the dogs. I'm trying to ask a question here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Please continue.
What cartoon family owned a dog named Astro? To the phones we go. Who's taking this today?
Jim's doing it. Jim's handling it.
All right. We're going to talk to Bill in Tennessee. And Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday on today's
Good
issues.
Good morning, distinguished faculty of Learning University.
Well, I like distinguished faculty.
Yes.
I'm
telling you.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Go ahead, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
I would like to answer your question, Tim, about the passing of the quill.
Yes, who passed the quill with the remark, there, I guess King George can read that?
That could be none other than John Hancock.
John Hancock. John Hancock. You know, Stephen McDowell, who leads our spiritual heritage tours, he's the president of the Providence Foundation. He tells the story about that. And he said, you know, a lot of people thought it was just John Hancock wanting to be arrogant. You know, my signature will be the biggest.
Yeah.
But no, he was wanting to tell the king, you can hang me first.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm a believer in this movement.
Right.
And so you're correct, Bill. John Hancock, and that expression is used even to this day. You know, put your John Hancock right here in terms of a signature. So good answer, Bill. Way to go, brother. What's your question for us?
Well, that's back when we had statesmen instead of politicians.
Amen.
Tim, you inspired me last week with your questions about the honeybee, the queen bee.
Yes, sir.
And I hope you guys delve into that. That's one of God's most fascinating creatures you'll ever discover.
Right.
A couple of questions related to bees, but I'll just give you one. You look out your back window, Tim, into your yard, you and your wife, and say, wife, look, there's a honeybee.
Yes.
And that honeybee takes off to the hive with information about a heretofore undiscovered source of nectar. She arrives at the hive, and by the way, this little worker bee's name is Sacagawea.
Bill, you're on fire, man.
I'm tying them all in here.
You're summarizing 4 years of Trivia Friday. Right.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time and was never able to participate because I was at work. Well, I'm retired now, so I can harass you all the time. Anyhow, the bee gets back to the hive, and she wants to tell the other workers where to find that nectar in Tim's backyard. How does she do it?
How does the queen bee?
Okay. No, Bill. So, she sends an email, right? No, okay. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Bill. And
what's the question?
So don't say, how does that bee communicate the source of the nectar?
Oh.
And we're going to talk, don't say yes or no, Bill.
I
think it does a little dance. It does like a little figure eight dance.
Lords of Leaping?
It's not Lords of Leaping. No, I'm serious. It does a little.
That's where they got it from.
Figure eight dance. And
I think it's blinking.
Blinking? Lincoln, yeah,
blinking
and
your eyes a certain, like three times and real quick.
I'm going to go with the email to comments at AFR.net.
It's what Ed says. I remember this.
Stay with Ed.
It's what Ed says.
Dancing. All right, that's our guest.
The figure eight dance.
The little dance.
Very good, Ed. It's called a waggle dance.
Waggle dance.
And that bee can communicate to the other field bees. Now, they're all worker bees. There's only three kinds of bees in a hive. The queen, which you talked about last week. And the drone that does mating with the queen, and that's all those guys do. They're just useless otherwise.
Right.
Kind of like us.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Wow. I really do know the feeling.
Well, Bill, that's great information. And by the way, folks, those of you that are watching,
how does a father bee talk to his son? Son, when you're born a drone, you got one job.
You will die a drone.
You got
for those that are interested, during the break, Ed will be demonstrating
the waggle dance. Oh,
so
that is,
stay tuned,
that is
the
not
break.
True.
Is that true?
It may be the most offensive
Bill, thanks
thing
for the call, brother. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
All right, that's Bill from Tennessee giving us the lowdown on the honeybee.
And that is a fascinating creature. And
the world
and
of the honeybee.
World of the honeybee. And Bill basically summarized every highlight of Trivia Friday for the last
he left one
three
thing
or four
out.
Years. What's that?
Hummingbird.
Oh, the hummingbird.
Wow.
Yes, that's true.
That's the only thing Bill left out. He got something in there about the hummingbird.
That would have been a classic.
I'd like to see a hummingbird and a
praying mantis.
And a praying mantis and a honeybee.
Duke it out.
Get in the ring. See who comes out. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Jim, back
Grant,
to the phones.
In Illinois. Grant, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys.
How's it going? It's going well, Grant. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both is great.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the dog Astro.
All right, Tim, I think that's yours. Dog Astro?
Yes. The question is, what cartoon family owned a dog named Astro?
That would be the Jetsons.
Jetsons.
George Jetson.
Woo, the Jetsons. What else? Who are the other characters there, Grant? Just to give you a some bonus opportunity here.
There's Mr. Spacely, wasn't that one?
Mr. Spacely, yeah. Wasn't that one?
Grant, do you know anything else besides Astro?
Hey, Grant, go ahead and turn your radio down for us. That way you can hear us directly.
All right, Grant, you there?
All right.
Bye, Grant. Sorry.
Thank you, Grant. Our apologies. I don't know what happened there, but we were hearing our own selves talk.
Merry Christmas to you. And David calling from Arizona. I'm sorry. Were you ready to move along there, Tim?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. David from Arizona. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, David. How about yourself? What part of Arizona you live in?
Northeast Arizona, not far from the Petrified Forest.
Okay, well, what station are you listening to, do you know?
Oh, gosh, I don't.
All right, we'll see you later, David.
All right.
No, we're just kidding, brother.
Just kidding. Thanks for calling whatever station you're listening to.
That's
right.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
I'd like to try both, please.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
I'd like to answer the mystery question.
I'm sure you would.
he's trying to.
Well played.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Trying to get us there.
David, that's strike two.
Okay, all right. Okay, then I'll do the one about the Christmas story.
All right. In A Christmas Story, what was the name of the department store that had what Ralphie wanted?
Was it FAO Schwartz?
No. No,
that's great guess.
That is actually FAO Schwartz is a real store. I think this one in the movie was fictional. So, but it's a good shot.
I love that movie. I thought that was it.
Yeah. So. What's your question for us, David?
Okay, on the television show The Munsters, one of my favorites. What was the address of the Munsters' home?
Oh. By the way, that's one of my favorite theme songs for any show from that era. That's a great theme song.
Yeah. Was it BR549?
Jim, I think you're confusing Hee Haw with Saturday. you're confusing Saturday Night TV with Saturday Morning TV.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Do you guys have any idea?
I've got what's the question?
The address for the Munsters' home.
That would be a no.
Okay. David, I think you have stumped the professors.
All right. It's actually 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Mockingbird. Now, the 1313, I can get that. But
right.
I wonder what the Mockingbird Lane was. Huh. I wonder why that.
I have no idea.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. That's a great trivia question, David.
Yep.
You have a.
I'll stump you guys, so that's saying something, huh?
Yeah, okay. it is.
Well, it's not. It's saying something, that's for sure.
The bar isn't all that high, but thank you, David. And
God
appreciate
bless.
You listening,
thank
and
you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, Merry Christmas to David.
Let's repeat our questions.
Okay, here are my three. In A Christmas Story, what was the name of the department store that had what Ralphie wanted? Again, my questions today are all related to Christmas movies. In the movie Jingle All the Way, what was the name of the action figure everyone was trying to buy? And third question, in the movie Elf, what was the name of the main character played by Will Ferrell?
Elf.
Huh?
It wasn't Elf.
Hey, Elf number three.
Which popular Christmas carol came from a poem? Was it Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Winter Wonderland, or Oh Come All Ye Faithful? What's the proposed meaning behind the 12 days of Christmas? Was it a description describing a traditional way of celebrating Christmas by French royalty? Was it a list of suggested clay or paper gifts a suitor would present to his potential spouse? Or was it a memory aid to help young children learn the important tenets of the Christian faith?
Well, Jim, that's about a minute and a half of our show every time you ask that question.
I got it down to 30 seconds.
Yeah, all right.
All right. I know the paragraph questions aren't
paragraph
popular.
Questions.
But wait till you hear the answer.
Yeah, okay.
And then the shortest question I have.
Okay.
How many laws are there in the three verses of Deck the Halls?
How many what?
Laws. La, 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 la.
In the three, okay.
In the three verses of Deck the Halls.
How many na-na-na-na-nas are there in Journeys? That's my question.
Is that the goodbye song?
Yeah.
Na-na-na-na.
No, that's different. Different song. Oh. All right, here are my three questions. What are the only two places that dogs have sweat glands? That's number one. I have an ad.
And again, I repeat my you.
Okay. You. Here are my two questions. Here are two other questions that I can add now that my other ones have been answered. What three colors of ink are used to print a U.S. dollar bill? There are three colors of ink that are used to print a U.S. dollar. What are they? And finally, what's the Earth's galaxy called? Earth is in a galaxy. We're a member. We're a dues-paying member of a galaxy. And we have
this is not a galaxy far, far away. This is our galaxy.
Yeah, and there's a movie out right now coming out, right? Dealing with that galaxy far, far away.
Yes.
The Earth is in a galaxy. What is the galaxy called? That's what I want to know. You know, the phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840 for Trivia Friday. If you want to send us an email, it's comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net, or if you want to watch the show, go to Facebook Live, and you can comment on the program there as well. Back to the phones.
Jim in Indiana, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, and Merry Christmas to come to all of you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Jim.
Merry
Thank
Christmas,
you.
And all a good night.
Merry Christmas. I think I would like to answer the galaxy question.
The galaxy question. Am I right? When is Star Wars coming out? Is that
December 15th, I think.
Huh? Oh, yeah. That's today.
Oh, okay.
Is today the big day
today
for Star
is
Wars?
December 15th, Ed.
The question is, what's the Earth's...
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes.
We're done.
You finished over here?
Yeah, I'm through. I'm
trying to build a rapport here.
Oh, hey, apologies. Build away.
Jim, what's the Earth's galaxy called? What's the answer to that? Jim?
Would that be the Milky Way?
The Milky Way.
Also a great candy bar.
Not that we endorse eating the candy bars.
No, I endorse it.
The galaxy.
I endorse it.
Yeah.
the Milky Way galaxy. Now the planets that we refer to, all the planets, that's the solar
system. We're in a solar system.
That's a solar system.
Because it all revolves around the solar, the sun.
So a solar system is a subset of the galaxy.
Yes, true. there are many solar systems within
the galaxy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think about that.
I wonder who determined, you know, where one galaxy stops and another one starts. Somebody had to make that call somewhere
back
there.
Probably the same guy that counted all the laws and fa la la la.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sign. You ever like
out at the edge of the solar system?
Coming into Tupelo, for example, where our flagship station is, it says corporate limit, corporation limit. This is the that's how they do the galaxies.
There's a sign out there somewhere.
That's right. Now entering the Milky Way. Next rest stop, 4.5 billion light years away.
Okay, Jim, can you hold on through the break?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then you can come back, and you got that right, and you can come back and ask your question of us, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, we got several callers waiting. We got Brenda in Missouri. We got Dan in North Carolina. Of course, some of these people may be in different states by the time we get to their call. Raven in Louisiana. Scotty's in Arkansas, ready to be beamed up. I'm sorry. Couldn't help
you
that.
Just couldn't help it.
Did I say Joe was in Mississippi?
You did now.
I did? Okay. All right, we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And remember, you're listening in the Milky Way.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, our spiritual heritage tours fill up each year several months in advance, and we've got the dates now for our 2018 trips. There are two tours. There's one to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington, and then there's a separate trip to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, where we'll explore early American history. Now, if you want information on these tours, simply go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com for all the information. Again, in June and September, you can go on one or you can go on both. They're back-to-back. We plan them that way. Again, June and September, Washington, D.C., and Williamsburg. For all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com, and I hope to see you on one of our spiritual heritage tours.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. A preschool Donnybrook broke out during the annual Christmas pageant at the First Baptist Church in White Pine, Tennessee. A two-year-old sheep went off script and decided to snatch the baby doll representing the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. While the rest of the children were singing away in a manger, the three-year-old playing Mother Mary decided to retrieve the baby Jesus from the sheep, as any good mother would do. From there, an epic scene unfolded, much like an old episode of the I Love Lucy show. Oh, it was a Yuletide battle for the ages, played out in front of a congregation bowled over in laughter. Tana Benson is the mother of the wayward sheep. She posted video of the episode on her Facebook page, now seen by more than 7 million people. You can watch the video at toddstarnes.com. And folks, it really is the best church Christmas pageant ever. I'm Todd Starnes.
Tell me you don't want to get up and dance to that thing.
What are we listening to right there,
Ed? That's the Munsters. That's the theme song from the Munsters back in the late 60s,
I think. Who were the characters for the Munsters?
Well, Fred Gwynne played Herman Munster.
Right.
Yvonne DiCarlo, she played his wife. I can't remember.
This is good trivia stuff you got going on here.
I probably shouldn't be giving this stuff away. Munster, the little wolf man, wolf boy.
Was Adam's Family, were they on at the same time?
No. I don't know. They were kind of competitors in terms of being the same kind of weird families.
Right.
And remember on the Munsters, the niece who lived with the Munsters while she was going to college, I don't remember her name or who the actress was, but she was the only normal-looking one in the bunch.
I remember that, yeah.
And they were always, you know, that's kind of sad, but
the Addams Family. That was from the 60s?
What, those both 60s? Yeah, I think late shows? 60s. They were both black and white, so I think that was 60s only.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time. And we have a goal and an objective with this show. And Professor Ed, tell them what it is.
Yes, thank you, Dean Wildman. Mm-hmm. Our goal with this Learning University is to make our listeners more smarter, more betterer, and
you got another one you've added.
Yes, and more awesomer.
More awesomer.
Yes.
Awesome. More awesomer. Yeah. So that we've raised our standards.
Yes.
Since we started to include more awesomer.
And awesomer is also a material that sometimes they make gowns out of.
Yes.
Like an awesomer.
So it's a dual word.
Yeah,
right. It's a dual
word.
Here in this galaxy.
Yes, here in this Milky Way galaxy. We got to go back to Jim.
Yeah, who did we have holding
Jim
there?
In Indiana.
Jim, Jim, welcome back.
Hi. All right, my question for you guys is also with the Christmas movie.
All right.
All right, in the Christmas animated classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, when Rudolph and Hermie get together, they sing a song, Fame and Fortune, Fame and Fortune. That song was not in the original version of the movie. It actually replaced another song. What song did it replace?
I am not a misfit. No, I don't. That's what Hermie sang when he wanted to be. I want to be a
dentist. Island of the Misfits.
I
want to
be a dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they both sang their individual misfit songs.
Yes, I did not know that. I have no idea because I thought that Fame and Fortune song was in the original, but I don't. Do you guys have any idea?
I have no idea.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Wrong TV show.
Man, I'm just not doing well today.
Jim, I think you have stumped us. What was the original song?
You actually hit right there along the lines of it. They both sang together, We're a Couple of Misfits.
Oh, We're a Couple of Misfits.
Ed, we should have stuck with you.
You should have, but you didn't.
I'll tell you,
Jim,
you weren't right on it, but you're close.
it's lonely in my corner of the Milky Way galaxy, but, you know, anyway. Hey, that's a great question, Jim, and I do love that animated show. That's, you know, Bumbles Don't Bounce and all that. That brings back great memories. So, anyway.
All right, you guys have a fine Christmas.
Thank you,
you too,
sir.
Brother.
Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
Christmas to you. Moving along, Tim, with your permission.
Go ahead.
Dan from North Carolina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, it is my honor. Thank you, gentlemen. I want to say one thing real quick. We've got about five other Christian radio stations that I pick up here, and so I can listen to Christian music on a number of different stations, but I really enjoy y'all's programming and keeping us informed as far as what's going on in the government and other areas. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank
you, Dan. Thank
Appreciate
you so
it,
much.
Dan. We try our best to keep people informed. You know, the Christian music is wonderful. Worship music is great. But but at the same time, you can get that 1,000 different places where you can't get the kind of news, talk, information, Bible study that you get here.
We are unique.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you very much for that. Those kind words. You want to answer one of ours or what? Or ask?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to try to answer and ask a question. I think I could ask the one about the Elf movie.
All right. Here's the question. In the movie Elf, what was the name of the main character played by Will Ferrell?
That would be Buddy.
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 That's right.
Oh, yeah, Buddy.
Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, Buddy the Elf. Is that 10 years old now or older?
I don't know. Maybe 7 to 10 somewhere. I've watched
it. It's become a classic, a Christmas classic.
Hold on, let me Google that for you.
Yeah, Google that. Yeah. But great job on that, Dan. What's your question for us?
Yeah, I'm sure y'all can get this with being the professors that you are, but who conducted Moses' funeral?
Who God. Conducted
Moses? Well, God.
Moses' funeral.
God.
Because God
right.
buried him.
That's right.
How about that right. answer, Dan?
Very good.
Right.
Very good. You can do it.
Well, no, you're supposed to clap for us, Dan. We
need a little clapping action there, Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's not happening.
Hey, Dan, thanks for calling, brother. You have a great day.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Right. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Quickly repeating our questions that have heretofore.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, someone... already gave the here they before
did.
In the first
they
five,
did but that was minutes. A show of respect
yes
so but I still had to use heretofore
yeah. All right, well, here are my questions, and again they are all related to Christmas movies. In A Christmas Story, what was the name of the department store that had what Ralphie wanted? In the movie Jingle All the Way, what was the name of the action figure everyone was trying to buy? That was the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I will add a question. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what was the name of the town that George Bailey lived in?
Ooh,
There we go.
Good questions. All right. Which popular carol originally came from a poem? Was it Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Winter Wonderland, or Oh, Come All Ye Faithful? And then what's the hidden meaning behind the 12 Days of Christmas? Is it a traditional way of celebrating Christmas by French royalty? Is it a list of clay or paper gifts one would give one's proposed spouse? Or is it a memory aid to help young children learn the important tenets of Christian faith?
Oxygen.
You notice how I narrowed that down?
Need some oxygen.
Need to breathe a minute. And then finally, because this is Learning University, how many laws are there in the three verses of Deck the Halls with boughs of holly?
You're talking about laws. You keep saying laws.
Law.
How many laws?
Law.
I got, brother, there are Ten Commandments.
There,
just want to make that clear.
My apologies. Yes, sir. By the way, to answer your question about how old is Elf, the movie?
Yes.
It's older than you think.
Really?
It was released in 2003.
It's 14 years old?
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here are my two questions that I have not been answered. What are the only two places that dogs have sweat glands? That comes as a surprise to a lot of you, doesn't it? Number two, that they only have that.
Because I didn't even know dogs had armpits.
Well,
I mean, you know, I'm not saying that.
Thank you. No, you didn't. What are the only two places that dogs have sweat glands? And number two, what three colors of ink are used to print a U.S. dollar bill?
Hmm.
All right.
I'm trying to remember how many I use when I'm printing them in my
drawer. Oh, wow. Here we go.
I'm going to add a question since we, this is pretty easy, but I'll add it anyway since mine have been answered. What's the syrup drained from raw sugar?
Oh, I know.
You know?
I know that?
No, I know.
What's the syrup drained from raw sugar? All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, Brenda calling from Missouri. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
I'd like to answer the question about It's a Wonderful Life, the town.
Okay, in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what was the name of the town that George Bailey lived in?
Bedford Falls
is correct. That famous line as George Bailey, Jimmy Stewart's running down the street.
What did Joe Namath from Bedford Falls?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Look up. I just stop right here. Brenda, you got a minute?
Sure.
Just give us a second here. Jim,
He was from Pennsylvania, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He played in Alabama.
I think it was either Bedford Falls or Beaver Falls.
Beaver Falls sounds more familiar.
Yeah. Jim's looking it up there.
Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
You are the man.
Yeah, that's right down the road from Bedford Falls.
we'll go with that.
All right. First, there was Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
And then there was Joe Namath. Speaking of men in tights.
Bedford Falls. Yep. Hey, Brenda, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
In Santa Claus, the movie, what actor played Patch the Elf?
Oh, wow.
In the movie. So we're not talking about an animated. We're talking about
a movie. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Brenda, so don't say yes or no yet. Okay, now, Dudley Moore played in that movie. Now, it's been 15, 20 years since I've seen it. And that is anything that Dudley Moore's in, my first reaction is I don't recommend it. I just don't know.
I'm going to watch it, by golly.
Didn't he play an elf in that? Do you guys remember the movie?
You know, I don't even remember the movie.
Okay.
So Clark Gable's not even.
He's not even in the running.
Okay. Well,
the only person, Brenda, I remember from the movie is Dudley Moore, so I'm going to guess Dudley Moore.
You're right.
Wow.
Dudley Moore.
And it goes through with a guess, an educated guess.
Educated.
It scored. Educated he guess. Scored. He hit from deep.
Ed's going to be tired by the end of this program because he's carrying us today.
Well, you know, there are forces in our Milky Way galaxy that just cannot be restrained.
Right. And John Hancock's one of them.
Brenda, thanks so much for the call.
That's right. She did ask.
Okay, God bless you all. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brenda, from Missouri. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Jim.
Raven calling from Louisiana. Raven, welcome to Trivia Friday. And go ahead and turn your radio down for us so that you can hear us and talk to us directly instead of the delay.
No problem. That better?
That's better.
All right. Hey, the 12 Days of Christmas, I think that was the paper.
All right, go ahead. We want Jim to repeat. We want Jim to repeat that question more time.
Or do we?
Yeah, do we? Go ahead, Jim.
The proposed meaning behind
I'm
the
go get some coffee.
The song, the 12 Days of
start over again.
Yes, sir. The proposed meaning behind the song, the 12 Days of Christmas, was it a description of traditional Christmas by French royalty, a list of suggested clay or paper gifts a suitor would give to one's proposed spouse, or a memory aid to help young children learn the important tenets of the Christian faith?
Wow, man.
What's the answer, Raven?
I don't know. I'm still catching my breath after all that. I think it's that the proposed suitor gift.
That is incorrect.
It's incorrect.
Yeah. However, I do thank you for taking a shot at the question.
And now we can at least cut one third of the possible answers.
That's right.
So, so you have Raven, you have served a grateful listening audience to you.
Yeah.
Look, you guys, I'm disappointed that you guys don't want to be edumacated.
Edumacated?
We do, but you know, life's short, Jim.
Raven, you have a question for us?
I did. We know about Speedy Gonzalez, the cartoon character, right?
Andale, andale, arriba.
He had a cousin. What was his cousin's name?
Oh, I remember that guy. He was real skinny, and he talked real slow.
Real slow.
Yeah.
Pesos?
He wasn't.
What was?
Elroy?
Elroy. No, that's actually in the Jetsons.
That's the Jetsons. I'm got him.
Oh, what
out.
Was
in
his
a different
name?
Galaxy.
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzalez. I can't remember, but I can hear him and I can see him. Raven, you got us. Who what was his name?
He's Lopoc Rodriguez, but he packed the gone.
Okay. And good. And God bless you too.
That is good.
That is good, Raven. Absolutely.
And listen, for all of our listeners who may be Hispanic or of Mexican descent, we are not imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So we're not trying to make fun of anybody by doing the Speedy Gonzalez voices.
We're talking about a cartoon.
I felt compelled to say it. I'm sorry.
So you're afraid you triggered someone
today.
That's
exactly right. I am sensitive to the ethnic sufferings of some of our listeners as they endure the constant harassment.
Man, yeah, if you could say that with a little less sarcasm.
I just have to say with ELO, don't bring me down.
Bruce.
Tim's all over it today, Bruce. Man.
Hey, thanks, Raven. Appreciate it.
God bless.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's our phone number to call in and be on the show. And you can call in with your question and or answer one of ours. Do both is what we prefer.
Yes.
And here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. You can watch the show on our Today's Issues Facebook page. We're live video streaming there and comment and interact with the other listeners who are joining us today for Trivia Friday. We do this every Friday, Monday through Thursday. We talk about how the world's going to end.
Wow.
And then on Friday, we act like it's not going to happen.
That's right. That's right.
So,
and I do want to let people know, if you are going to call that number and you are calling from the other side of the Milky Way galaxy,
there will be an extra fee.
It'll probably take several years for you to get through.
even calling at light speed.
Yes.
All right.
We have some people say it takes several years now.
Anyway.
So Scotty from Arkansas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
We are great.
Doing good.
Pretty good.
Scotty, thanks for calling. Where are you in Arkansas?
Well, I'm headed toward, I'm from Searcy, but I'm headed toward Texarkana today.
Gotcha. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I would like to answer one, and then I have a reference to the John Hancock.
Okay, go ahead. Which one do you want to answer, and we'll repeat the question.
About the dog.
Okay. What are the only two places that dogs have sweat glands?
The tongue and nose.
The nose is correct. The tongue is not.
Oh, they sweat through their nose?
Mm-hmm.
The nose. The nose. Yeah, the nose.
And
the,
is that and why the they
panting,
should?
It's always moist.
The panting why they is should to always, help cool them down.
Okay, so that's why they always say feel a dog's nose. It needs to be wet if they're healthy.
Yeah.
If it's
yeah.
not, there's something's wrong. Okay, I see. Yeah. That's good. That's the nose, I've learned something.
The nose is one, but there's another place, and we'll let somebody else answer that one. Scotty, what's your question for us, brother?
Well, it's about the John Hancock. I don't know if it's an Arkansas okay. Thing or not. Most people confuse him with John Henry.
Was a man.
John
was
John,
a steel driving man.
Yeah, that's the worked on the railroad.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Okay.
Well,
they, how do they confuse what? John Hancock with John Henry?
Oh, when they go to sign a piece of paper, they want to say put their John Henry in here. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've heard that expression.
Yep.
Yeah, that happens.
Put
that
your
happens.
John Henry.
Yeah,
there.
It happens. And
it's unfortunate.
That's why up in New England that people would say, put your Ed Vitagliano down.
Is that right? That what they say?
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. You had to leave. It was getting so, you were getting so such a celebrity there.
Well, it's just you talk about stealing someone's identity.
Right, exactly.
Start signing my name to everything.
Scotty, thanks for calling, brother.
I was a member of every movie gallery
Henry,
in New England.
What did he say, Henry?
John Henry.
John Henry. What? John Henry was a
steel driving man.
Steel driving man.
Now, is that a just like a legend, or was there a real John Henry? Do you know?
Thank you for that compliment,
John Henry.
Thinking
that I would ask
that
you
would ask me that question.
Put your John Henry here, huh?
Yeah, I've heard that expression down here in the South.
Okay. Now, he was a steel driving man.
He was a steel driving man.
Could, worked on the railroad.
Well,
as
that begs the question.
What else did you drive?
Could he take Daniel Boone? Would be my.
Oh, wow.
Because he was a real man.
He was.
Daniel Boone was a man.
Just a real man.
Was
just
a real man. Man.
With an eye like an eagle in a.
Yeah. So you got an eye like, you got a guy with an eye like an eagle
who's
a real man taking on a steel driving.
The ripping his roaring his fighting his man.
That would be a good wrestling match right there.
Yeah.
You know, if you could go back in history and put two in the ring. Those two guys, I'd pay.
I think I've mentioned this
on
the show.
I'd pay per view.
I have that that Daniel Boone theme song from the movie. I have that on my iPod. Yeah.
And you should.
And
Johnny,
should.
Johnny Cash actually sings the legend of John Henry.
Really?
Yes.
Johnny Cash sang that?
Johnny Cash sang the legend of John Henry's hammer.
Wow. Little known fact about Johnny Cash. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Jim here. You're listening to American Family Radio.
Oh. Can I interject real quick? JJ's not here today because his youngest daughter was having surgery.
Yes.
So be in prayer for them today, if you would. And I know that they'll be grateful for that. But, you know, it takes a lot to get JJ away from Trivia Friday.
It does.
And so he's with his family taking care of them today. So we do covet your prayers for them. Tim? Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the phones.
All right. Steve calling from Iowa. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
well,
you, Steve.
You're welcome, mm-hmm. Steve. What you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both today.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The Christmas Story question about the department store.
All right. In the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the department store that had what Ralphie wanted?
Higbee's Department Store.
Oh, Higbee's. Well, Steve, you have answered the mystery question. I feel bad for the first guy on the show, remember, who said, I said, what question you want to answer? And he said, I want to answer the mystery question. We said, we're not falling for that one. And then he wanted to answer that question.
Right.
I thought he's going to get it anyway, but he missed the answer.
Oh, wow.
And so, Steve, that opened the door for you.
What was it again?
Higbee's. Higbee's Department
Store. Was there a
store.
Dental office Higbee. In there?
Was there a what?
Dental office.
A dental office?
Yeah, because all he wanted was his two front teeth, wasn't it? All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth?
I'm hoping that's a joke. Because
have you never heard that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. But that's a Christmas story. And I'm not going to tell you what he wanted for Christmas because that's one of my other questions later on. But it wasn't his two front teeth. Good job, Steve. So you have won. You answered correctly the mystery question, and that means you have won. An official Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. So when we are finished with you officially here on the radio, do not hang up. We will put you on hold.
Did you notice that
and then
Tim was
Cindy
ready
Roberts,
to hang up?
Jim, I'm not finished. I'm not finished. My little
I'm sorry.
Spiel here.
Go ahead.
And then Cindy Roberts will
That's
get
longer
your information.
Than my question, by the way.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling really lucky today because this is the first time that I ever tried to call in, and I got in, and then I answered the mystery question. So I better go buy a lottery ticket.
Wow. No, don't do that.
And Steve, there are listeners all across the AFR network who are struggling with hatred right now because they've been trying for weeks and months. And not only did you first time out get on the show, you answered correctly the question.
Then you went on the air and bragged about it.
That's right.
All right, Steve, what is your question for us?
Well, since you guys are on this monsters roll, I thought you'd get a kick out of a monster trivia question.
Okay.
Herman Munster's wife is also famous for another larger-than-life role she played in a movie. What was that role, and what was the name of the movie?
Herman Munster's wife?
All right, this is Yvonne.
The actress.
The Yvonne DiCarlo. Okay, now, Steve, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no. Now, guys, I know she played, although this is probably not what Steve's talking about, she played in McClintock with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara, but she did play in something famous. I'm trying to decide. Did she play in Gone with the Wind?
I don't know, but have you noticed when you say we're going to talk amongst ourselves, it's generally you talking to yourself, because Tim and I are just like, roll, Ed, roll.
Well, you're making fun of me now because I've been making fun of your long question.
It's a get back moment.
Bitterness is you know, Jim.
No, Ed does that because he's trying to think back, and helps him to think back if he can talk through it.
Yes.
Which I understand. We all do that.
What do you guys think?
I don't know. I think, go ahead.
Okay, you have any guesses,
I'm going to go with Gone with the Wind.
I don't know, but Cindy, our call screener, is trying to shout an answer through the window to
us. What is the answer? What's the answer? Ten Commandments.
Oh, the Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments.
Okay, Steve, now we called in a lifeline, and Cindy Roberts, with whom you will be speaking soon to give your information, she said the Ten Commandments, and that is true. Go ahead.
You got the movie right. What was her role in the Ten Commandments? Was the other part of the question?
Was she the seductress?
No.
Or the okay.
No. I can't remember. I do remember. She's Cindy's.
What
right.
about
she
what about in. What about Pharaoh's daughter?
Was she Pharaoh's daughter? No, she didn't play Pharaoh's daughter.
Oh.
Okay. How many more women roles are there? On the Ten Commandments.
I'm trying to, I just can't remember.
Hey, Steve, the show's coming to an end, so why don't you tell us?
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
It's not really, but well,
this hour's coming to an end.
Wow.
She was the Pharaoh's wife.
The Pharaoh's wife.
Yeah, because, see, he tried to help us out. When you said daughter, he said close.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Pharaoh's wife.
Hey, Steve, that's a great question. Excellent. You tied it to one of our previous questions. So, Steve, do not hang up. Congratulations on answering the mystery question. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
We just did.
Okay.
You know, that Ten Commandments is so good.
It's still good.
I watch that over. I can watch that every year.
Yeah.
But we watched it. I had my children about 5 years ago watch that. They had never seen it before. Of course, it's a nearly four-hour movie.
Yes, it's long.
Ten Commandments, but it is great.
It is, and it still holds up, I think, in terms of special effects.
There was some fantastic actors and actresses in that movie. That was Cecil B. DeMille, wasn't it?
Yes.
He was the producer of that movie.
And he produced it. He wanted to produce it because of the threat of communism. He wanted to remind the country of the Judeo-Christian roots of our republic.
Great movie, The Ten Commandments, a classic. We'll be back after this, after the news. So we'll be back in 5 minutes, and then we'll continue having trivia on AFR.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.